here's a story from The World.
We start today in Afghanistan. Yesterday in Kabul, there was an attack outside the home of the defense minister. He was not hurt, but the attack represents a major breach of security in the heart of the capital city. The Taliban claimed responsibility. Elsewhere in Afghanistan, the Taliban has launched intense attacks against government security forces, including in the city of Herat in the western part of the country. The World's Shirin Jafari is just back from Afghanistan. And Shirin, you notably spent a few days in Herat last week. The Taliban has not fought against government forces in this part of the country for many years, as I understand. So this is a big deal that this happened in Herat. What did you see?
Herat is the third largest city in Afghanistan. It's not far from the border with Iran. And the city has long been an economic hub. And right now, Herat is essentially surrounded by Taliban-controlled territory. In fact, the Taliban hold an important border crossing with Iran. Also, Herat is a city with a long history of resistance against the Taliban going back many years. So I was curious. I went there to get a sense of what's happening, but also to hear from people at a moment when the U.S. is leaving Afghanistan and the Taliban is advancing. On a drive through the city, street vendors are selling fresh food on the side of the road. Heaps of red figs, melons, and Herat's famous grapes, the jewel of Herat, as they're called, because of their golden color and sweetness. Humayun is a Herati, a local born and raised here. He's got jet black hair and wears a traditional shirt and pants. He's showing me around the city, and as we drive, he points towards a hill. When the Americans came in 2001, he says, they bombed this area. Some Taliban were living here, but it was also home to people like me and my family, Afghans who had no connection with the Taliban. But we were still caught up in the middle of a bloody war, Humayun tells me. He was 8 years old at the time. For 6 months, he says, the Americans bombed the area. A lot of people died. Humayun says he fled with his family to a nearby village. When they came back a year later, they found their home destroyed. But they rebuilt. Slowly, life went back to normal. Shops and schools reopened, he says. Today, 2 decades later, Humayun owns a wedding hall. Business is good, he says, and he's even thinking about marrying the girl of his dreams. But this is Afghanistan, he says, a country where people never seem to get a break from war. As Humayun and I discuss his hopes and dreams for the future, we pull up to a military checkpoint. And Aga, a 23-year-old soldier with the Afghan security forces, agrees to speak with me. He says he's been manning this checkpoint on the outskirts of the city for the past month. He covers his face with a black and white scarf and a pair of Oakley-style sunglasses. It's partly to hide his identity, partly to shield it from the fierce wind. The Taliban are not far from here, Gandaga tells me, so he and his men are getting ready for a fight. An excavator is digging trenches into the earth behind him as we talk. Checkpoints like these are buffers between the Taliban and the big urban areas, like Herat. The militants have been taking territory surrounding most major cities in Afghanistan, but they've mostly stopped short of attacking city centers. That's in accordance with the agreement the Taliban signed with the U.S. 2 years ago. But now this is changing. Only a few hours after my conversation with the soldier, Gandaga, that same checkpoint came under fire. On Thursday, Taliban fighters launched an offensive against Herat. They attacked a bridge that connects the city to the airport. All flights were cancelled. Herat suddenly felt like a city under siege. News of the Taliban attacks put residents on edge. Hamid Sultani is the owner of an antique shop. He says he hates the idea of the Taliban taking over. If they do, he would have to shut down his business. No tourists would come to visit here if the Taliban are in control, he says. Herat is an ancient city with numerous historic sites to see. Until recently, Sultani says, he had enough visitors to stay in business. Now he's thinking about closing the shop and opening a restaurant. Maybe that would be more acceptable to the Taliban rather than a business dealing with art and history, he says. Intense fighting in and around Herat continued through the weekend, but Afghan security forces claimed to be beating back the Taliban advance. Flights resumed out of the city on Sunday afternoon. On the drive to the airport, we passed the same checkpoint where the young soldier, Gandagha, was posted. He was nowhere to be seen. The place was deserted. And there were clear signs that a gun battle had taken place.
The World's Shirin Jafari there, reporting from Herat in western Afghanistan. Shirin, we're going to hear more reporting from you about Herat this week. Tell us a bit more.
I spoke with some women in Herat about how they're doing right now and about their concerns. I met some women who were recently displaced. They fled their homes after the Taliban took over areas in western Afghanistan. I also spoke with some young students who are part of Afghanistan's robotics team. They study at the university in Herat, and they shared with me how they see their future now that the U.S. is leaving the country. We'll hear more about that on Friday.
Really looking forward to those stories, Shirin. The World's Shirin Jafari, thank you, and welcome back.
Thanks so much.